They have a ringing of the 5-minute bell before play starts, which I'm doing that. Then we have a stand which will be looked after by people from motor neurone disease explaining about what motor neurone disease is and how they can get involved. But the most important thing is a video that we have created. We've had fantastic support from both the England and Australian cricketers, and we've created this video that's been playing for the first 2 days on the giant new replay screen at Trent Bridge, promoting the fact that motor neurone disease is a killer and that we've really got to do something about it. But not only that, Gemma is appearing on TMS on the BBC. Hopefully Sky will take up some of the media opportunities. And yes, I mean, it's a day full of interviews and promotion.
And what do you make of the fact that you've been allowed to do it by Trent Bridge?
Oh, we're just so, so grateful. It's a monstrous opportunity for the Motor Neurone Disease Association and the broad appeal to make people aware of this terrible disease. Admittedly, it's a relatively small disease with only 5,000 people in the UK at any one time having the disease. But you think of the number of family and friends who are involved with those 5,000 people, and it gets into hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people who know someone who has motor neurone disease, and it is an incurable disease at this moment in time. So we're desperately trying to do our little bit to help the scientists find a cure for it.
So the wristbands, what do they look like? You know, if you're watching it on the telly, what should you look for?
They are blue and orange, and you'll see Steve Finn will have one. Stuart obviously has one. Matt Pryor has one. Jimmy Anderson has worn one from time to time. So, you know, these guys are helping to promote the awareness of it, and it's just a, you know, a normal plastic band that you see on people's wrists, and it's got the broad appeal engraved in it, and it's blue and orange.
Just a word about the cricket. It'd be rude not to, wouldn't it?
But it would. Yes.
I'm wondering what it's like for you as a dad, having been there, watching your son play in the Ashes at Trent Bridge.
A few years ago, it was incredibly nervous, but he's now, 6 years into a career, 6-7 years into a career, and I've got used to it. But, you know, it's still a little nerve-wracking, particularly when he comes out to bat and he's on naught. Being a former batsman myself, I like to see him get runs. So once he gets off the mark, I'm a lot happier.
And do you think England are going to do it?
Well, predictions are a difficult thing in this particular test match because nothing seems to have gone to plan. But, you know, if England can get a decent enough lead, then, you know, there's a chance that they can bowl them out. But, of course, Australia, I think, at this moment are in the box seats.